Dick Barton, Special Agent. By special arrangement with the BBC, we present chapter 188 of our exciting adventure serial, Dick Barton, Special Agent. But first, a word from your sponsor. Dick Barton, Jacques and Mary Blake are prisoners of the Vulture aboard the Sarah Bell, a tramp steamer bound from Liverpool to South America. However, Snowy has managed to loosen their bonds and has arranged to prepare some fire signal which would enable the Sarah Bell to be spotted by Inspector Perryman aboard a naval vessel. Snowy has told Barton and Jacques that as soon as they hear him whistling Lillibullero, they will know that he has managed to set something on fire, and that will be the signal for them to fight their way out of Patelli's clutches. Snowy gives the signal.
Come on, Doc! What's a big idea? I thought... Oh! Get outside, Mary, quick!
So, Mr. Barton, you play, huh?
Nice work, sir.
Watch the captain. He's got a knife.
You come nearer, you get this.
Hit him on the head, Snowy. Ah, that's it!
Lovely grub, Jock. Oldest gag in the world, and he fell for it.
Wait, sir, a crew's coming.
Out of this cabin, sharpest, Jock. Is there a key?
Aye, sir.
Right, just the job.
Oh, it's two coming, sir. Now, three, four.
High up in the corner, Mary. They won't see you.
Do we take them on, sir?
No. Use our loaves. Conserve our energy, Jock. I'll reopen the cabin door. As soon as they barge into the captain, we'll shut it again and lock it. Shh.
Captain, fire. What?
In you go, boy.
And you, chump.
And you, my little passion flower.
Phew.
Now what, sir?
Well, I think a spot of fresh air is indicated.
Blimey, this ship will be like a blooming hornet's nest in two shakes.
What about that motorboat? Could we take that?
Mary, you're a pauper. That's a brainwave. Let's see about it.
Shall we adjourn upstairs, my lord?
After you, Claude.
Oh, what's going on up on deck, Snowy?
Found a can of petrol, just like you said. So I climbed aboard with it, spilt it on deck and set it afire. That's all.
That's all? That's plenty. I'll tell you how good I think you are once we're safely on that motorboat. Mm-hmm, they are getting noisy. Hey, not so much noise, you two. We're not among friends, remember?
Calling crew of Sarah Bell. Calling crew of Sarah Bell.
Blazes. You didn't hit him hard enough, Jock.
Three men and a woman are trying to escape from the ship.
I wonder how he knew about you, Snowy.
If they are seen, shoot to kill. You understand? Shoot to kill.
Oh, well, a short life and a merry one.
They don't play fair, these blighters, do they? Wish we'd thought to bring a gun or two out of that cabin.
What's the drill, sir?
Don't worry about me just because I'm a girl. I don't want to be a hindrance.
No, sweetheart. You don't want to be a corpse either. There's not much use going aloft now. Let's take a peek at the engine room, shall we?
Attention, engine room. Captain Brandt speaking. Full speed ahead. Did you hear? Full speed ahead.
Oh, must be a thought reader. Let's go along and interview the chief engineer, lads. It's cozier down there.
What sort of a fire did you start, Snowy? Anything serious?
Not worse luck. I put that out in no time. Anyway, it'd die out by itself.
Down here, blokes. Quick, come on. Jock, look.
What do you say, sir?
How do you sabotage your steamer's engines?
Same as any other engines. Quickest way is to muck up the lubrication system. Then they seize up.
Just what the doctor ordered. We're going to be most unpopular with this chief engineer.
There's two of them, sir. Look, down there.
Jock, while Snowy and I distract the attention of the two engineers, you attend to the engines, will you?
It's a crying sin and shame to do it.
I know, but it's nothing to what they'll do to us if they catch us. Come on, Snowy.
Calling chief engineer. Three prisoners heading for engine room.
At them, Snowy, before they can do anything. Off you go, Jock.
Look out, Chiefy. Here we come.
Right over the top for luck.
There, what?
Here. No, you don't, me beauty. Down with that spanner.
Oh, pretty work, Snowy. Come down and make yourself at home, Mary.
They're coming, Dick. Crowd of them. I heard Patelli's voice, too.
How's it going, Jock?
Another few seconds. It'll take a little time for them to seize up.
Oh, that doesn't matter. Finish quick as you can, then get away from the engines. Don't let them suspect.
Here they come, Dick. We've had it all right this time.
Never say die, honey. With any luck, the British Navy should be on its way towards us right now.
Looks like finance with half a pound of lead in our tummies and all. Oh, cool. Don't Antonio look annoyed.
Oh, hello, Patelli. How's the jaw?
I don't know what you think you've gained by this stupid exhibition, my friend.
Don't, shoot them down now. We wasted enough time. Pedro, Roberto, stop the engines until the chief engineer comes round.
Say your prayers, Mr. Barton. Chicky, you have the Tommy gun? Give it to them. All three.
No, no, not in my engine room, Pantelli. A Tommy gun, are you mad?
Here, think of the mess.
All right. Barton, all of you, come up here. We kill you on deck. That make no difference.
Oh, now, look, Antonio. If you want us, you come and get us.
Go on, Tony. Have a go.
Sure, you can only come down the ladder two at a time, and we'll be very happy to accommodate the lot of you.
My good friend Chinky here has his gun aimed at Mr. Barton. I shall count three, then Mr. Barton will die. If you step forward and come up here, I promise to reconsider my judgment.
Well done, Captain!
Oh, no!
Up you go, the four of you.
Losh, sir, we fell for that one, all right. But till he keeps us talking while someone else attacks from the rear.
Oh, have our heads seen, too?
Oh, couldn't be helped, blokes. Outnumbered and unarmed. I was only stalling for time. There are umpteen entrances to this engine room.
Out with it again, Mr. Barton. Map these stairs, one at a time, please.
And make it snappy.
Well, up you go, my lads. What I always say is, while there's life, there's hope.
Against the rail. Over there. Good. Chinky, you have the gun?
Just a minute. What's that?
Now what?
Somebody signaling.
Signaling the ship? Impossible.
Quiet. Sarah Bell, heave to. And prepare to be boarded.
What is this, Patelli? You're saying nobody know about us.
Impossible. Nobody can know. Unless...
Oh, you fool, you bungle everything, you madman.
Give the order for full steam ahead.
Are you on the bridge? Full steam ahead.
Aye, sir. Signal back. Ask what it is all about.
Give me the signal lamp, quickly.
Keep those four covered, Chinky. We may need them yet. Shoot them if they move a muscle.
Good. This boat, she don't look fast, but she's very fast.
What do they say?
If two... At once. They explain when they come aboard.
Put out all lights and take no notice, huh?
Sure. Run for it. Only chance.
What in the name of heaven?
Find out what's the matter, Butch.
A shield blast.
Ha! Madre de Dios! They fire at us! We must stop, Patelli!
Stop, you fool! We stopped, didn't we?
Engines are seized up, boss! We've had a distress!
Engines seized! What we do now?
Tell you! Chicky, take three men. Take these people down to the captain's cabin. Tie them up. Shoot the first one who tries to argue. You got that? When they're safely tied up, you leave them. Lock the cabin door. Now then, Captain. Listen. You signal back to our Navy friends, huh? I tell you what to say.
They're signaling back. What are they saying?
We hold Barton and his two friends and Miss Blake. Come any nearer and they die.
I told you that's what had happened.
What do you want me to do?
You better stop. So long as they keep signaling, we know they're there, all right.
Don't want me to ram them or anything exciting.
No fears. And pals of mine are tied up aboard that tub, and I want to see them again.
He's signaling again. Just a sec. Am willing to make bargain with you.
I'll bet he is.
Will return gold and prisoners in exchange for freedom.
He will he? In the first place, he hasn't got the gold. He doesn't know that yet, though.
What do you want me to tell him?
Keep stalling. I'll think of something. If the worst comes to the worst, we may even have to accept his terms. The trouble is that...
What?
It isn't like Patelli to give in so meekly. He must be up to something. I wonder what it is.
What shall I say?
Tell him I'll see that he gets a fair trial. See what his answer is to that. Tell him he hasn't got a dog's chance of getting away, and if he harms the prisoners, he'll only make things worse for himself.
What about the captain?
That's an idea. We haven't got anything on him yet. Tell him so, and say that if he and his crew deliver Patelli over to us, we'll see that they not only won't be charged, but they may even get a reward.
Going to try and split the ranks, eh? Not a bad idea. Worth trying, anyway.
thing now.
Oh, just telling us to drop anchor and not to take any action.
He's a liar, boss. I can read Morse. That message was addressed to the captain, telling him to hand you over.
What is this?
I would have taught you. I would not give you up.
No? I wonder. Get his feet, Butch.
Sure, boss. Come on, quick.
No, no. Mercy of heaven, no.
Over, quickly.
Good. Better so, I think. Now, Butch, it is our ship. Everything ready, like I say.
The gold's up on deck, being lowered into the motorboat.
You got the big coil of wire, like I ask?
Yeah, boss. The electrician fella's just fixing it to the single lamp, like you said. What's the idea, though?
So long as we keep signaling, the other boat don't come near. So, we go in the motorboat, fix the lamp high on deck, take the coil of wire with us, and all of the time we signal as we sail for the shore. But we keep the ship between us and the other boat, see?
Yeah, but then we can't see what they're signaling back to us, boss.
Okay, then we don't bother. We do all of the signaling, taking no notice of them.
I think the boat's ready, boss. All the gold's been lowered down. What about the ship and the geezers in the cabin down below?
They all safe, tied up, huh?
Hands and feet, boss.
Good man, Butch. Now, scuttle the ship.
What?
That's what I said. Open all of the seacocks. Scuttle the ship. Tell the crew to abandon it.
I see, boss. While this other boat stands by, we escape with the gold and leave their pals to go down with it.
That's it exact, Butch. And all of the time, the ship going down, they don't know, because all of the time we signal with the lamp.
From the motorboat, huh? Remote control, huh, boss? Say, you're a genius.
Merely intelligence above the average, Butch. Well, let's go, shall we? Time to move.
Will Patelli's vengeance succeed? Can Barton and his friends be saved? Will Inspector Ferryman realize what has happened?